to the Mission Dorothy podcast with your hostess, Tamikus Williams. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me here at the Mission Dorothy podcast. So today we're going to talk about environmental wellness. Environmental wellness is defined as occupying pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. So we've already discussed physical wellness, emotional wellness, social wellness, intellectual wellness, and now we have environmental wellness. We all understand, or at least I hope that we all understand, the importance of the company we keep and the environments we spend the most time in, right? And this includes at home, because we spend a lot of time at home and unfortunately at work. Thank God for the job, but we do spend a lot of time at work. And so when we think about environmental wellness, work is key, because if we are at work, you know, 8 hours plus a day, then we're spending a lot of time there. And then if your work environment is unhealthy, then we can imagine, you know, I mean, I know firsthand what that is like when it comes to working in an environment where your work environment is toxic, right? You don't feel supported. You kind of dread going in. And the crazy part about it is that it's not that you don't like your actual job and job duties. Unfortunately, the environment on the job may be the thing that is turning you off about your current employment. And so oftentimes we feel lack of support, because in this toxicity, leadership can always be included in this as well. I really feel like I can write a book on this, because I have definitely been in toxic work environments where literally I walked away with with anxiety. I did not have anxiety before my last job, and I worked there for 3.5 years and walked away with anxiety, because it was a toxic environment that left you in a state of, you know, just not being aware of what was going to happen next, right? So it was like we were always kind of standing on the edge and never knowing what is going to happen, period. You know, it's like we would come in to work, answer, you know, you go check your email, you're getting threatening emails, you know, just kind of being, all these negative things was being said. You know, you had the whole clique culture on the job. You had the five personalities that is on every job. You know, you got the do-gooder, you got the people pleaser, you got the kiss-ass person, you have the slacker, and then you got leadership's pet, you know, and then somewhere up in there, you might find a couple of people that you can kind of gel with. But it's so sad, because when we look around right now, right, like, COVID woke a lot of people up, you know what I'm saying? And it helped people to understand that I don't have to take this bull. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting paid enough. Then I have to deal with the toxicity of people's personality, untreated mental health issues. Like, I just don't have to do this. I can go and drive Uber or Lyft, or I can go and work for Amazon, or find me a customer service job where I work from home. You know, people are just opting out of unhealthy work environments. And that's what I think it is. I don't think that people don't want to work anymore. I think people just realize that I just don't have to take this mess. And I'm not willing to come here every day, 8 hours, and deal with crap that actually has nothing to do with my job duties. Like, that was the part that got me all the time, was nowhere could you ever say anything about my job performance, right? All the complaints is because I won't kiss your ass, or I'm not willing to sing and dance, or I'm not willing to be your best friend. I don't participate in the birthday events and, you know, all of this bull. You know, especially when I know that you guys may not like me. So why would I be present for the birthday little parties and sign the birthday cards and all of this when you literally talking about me behind my back? Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? And so I just was never that person. And I don't put on masks. Y'all know that, right? Premise of the podcast. And I was not going to do it for anybody, right? Not even them little dollars they was paying me. I'm just not, you know. And so I think that that's what the mass exodus was in the employment world, is that people just got tired of being treated like crap and opted out to go do something else, you know. And this ties right into our topic today, which is environmental wellness. And when we're in toxic environments, whether it's work, home, even in our head, you know what I'm saying? It can definitely cause some negative issues with our well-being, our mental health. And so it's very important for us to focus on putting ourselves in places and spaces that, number one, want us to be there, right? And number two, that is creating a healthy culture, especially when you're spending over 8 hours there. It's essential at this point. You know, everything is, life is harder now post-COVID, like naturally, right? It's like this natural heaviness that we all feel. And then you got everything else. You know what I'm saying? Inflation, everything is super expensive. Just life in general and any other trials and tribulations, you know what I'm saying, that we may be going through. And people just ain't having it anymore. And, you know, I can't blame them. I mean, granted, now I am going to say this. This is my disclaimer. Well, I guess it's not a disclaimer, but I will say this little side note. Everybody is not cut out to be the boss. Like, some people are just worker bees, and some people are able to be the queen and the king bee. You know what I'm saying? They have the proper skills, the proper personality, the proper characteristics for the role. Everybody is not cut out to be the boss. Like, real talk. So if jobs change the negative toxicity that they allow in the work environment, then people will be willing to come back to work. And please pay people decent wages. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, y'all, because y'all, listen, I could do 59 episodes on this topic for real. Just off of the three jobs I've had before I started full time in my business, right? I think I went through everything that we all talked about that a Black woman could go through on a job. I mean, everything from sexual harassment to unfair practices to being denied raises that were promised and contractual, set up by clinical directors, and directors being jealous because I'm intelligent, because I'm educated. Like, you know, all the stuff, child, all the stuff. You know what I'm saying? And again, your environment, it really does play a large part in your wellness, your mental, physical wellness, okay? So with this topic, surprisingly, there are only 4 goals. And let's go ahead and dive into the first one. So again, the definition for environmental wellness is defined as occupying pleasant and stimulating environments that support well-being, right? But you know what? I just have to say this one more thing. Is it hard to like provide, you know what I'm saying, a little, some donuts and maybe some muffins and little juice and coffee for your employees? Is it hard to, you know, let people have their breaks when they're entitled to one? Is it hard to talk to people with respect and treat people like adults? Is it that hard to pay people decent wages when those at the top are being severely overpaid? Is it hard to follow state and federal regulations? Is it hard to make sure that the people at the top in leadership have experience with working at the bottom? I mean, is it hard? I just don't think so. I think that should really be necessary. In order for you to make it to the top, that's how it used to be. You would have had to work at the bottom. How is it that you can connect and understand with your employees, coworkers, colleagues about how can you lead them if you don't know what the hell they doing? I remember when I worked at DFACS and some of the leadership would come and we would sit in these staff meetings and literally you could see it on everybody's face. It was like, what is she talking about? Like, it was almost like somebody came in from a whole nother company and decided that they want to lead our staff meeting, but they had no idea what we do. I will never forget that. Everybody's face was like, what? I mean, we were all lost, including the leader. Too many times we have people in leadership because they know somebody, because they kissed ass. That's it. Or because they may have worked hard for the position, but then when they got the position, their head blew up and they forgot where they came from. You know what I'm saying? And so I think when we look at the workforce now, it's not hard to fix it. It really is not. I just don't understand why the hell they make it seem that way, much like the school system. You know, like the school system need a full overhaul, but they just make it seem like it is just the hardest thing in the world to do when we're sitting in the top 5 worst schools in, you know, as a country. Anywho, y'all. So, I digress. But let's get to these goals. So, environmental wellness goal number 1. Become aware of how your external environment affects you. Become aware of how your external environment affects you. Now, I just told you guys how I left the last job with anxiety. again, when we are spending hours in a toxic environment, it will definitely play on your mental and emotional well-being. People are literally dying from stress, literally dying from work stress. People are having heart attacks on the job. People are killing folks on the job. Okay? I mean, I don't think I can break it down any simpler than that. This is how important it is to make sure that you are working in a healthy or at least decent environment. Right? Be aware of your environment because it will take a toll on your body, on your mind. Think about it. Think about how much you weighed when you started your job and think about how much you weigh now. I'm sure some of you guys have definitely gained a lot of weight, especially if your job is sedentary, right? Even just a sedentary job is unhealthy. I sit all day. I had to go and buy me a lift desk. I don't use it as much as I should, but I'm starting to. Can they not purchase desks that expand up and down for people to be able to stand for a little while, sit for a little while, so that they don't catch blood clots and all the other things that can happen? Like, the sad part is that, yes, we are all numbers on jobs, right? If you die, guess what? They're going to hire somebody else. They might send your family some flowers, might, and they're going to hire somebody else and move on. And this is exactly how people were treated. And this is why we had this massive exodus in the workforce. People got tired. People woke up out of the trance that they were in. Right? People got off the elevator. Okay? Like, escalator. I'm sorry. People got off the escalator. They was like, I'm tired of this ride every day. Okay? So become aware of how your external environment affects you. Take a look at your health, right? When you go to your next physical, talk with your doctor about your job. If your job is sedentary, ask your doctor, what do you need to do to make sure that you still have good heart health, even though your job is sedentary? Start working out at least 30 minutes three times a week. That's what I got to do, y'all. Because I was like, I got my little stepper for Christmas. Yes, I'm getting ready to purchase me a weight set eventually. And I want to start, working out because I have to get to moving, right? I've set up my schedule where I'm staying, you know, on task with my timing so that I can at least walk away from this desk, maybe go outside, get some fresh air, walk around the office, when it gets warm, I probably start walking the parking lot outside for 30, minutes on my break. But I want you to really think about it. Like, give this some thought, especially you guys who have been on the job for 10 years, 15 years, you're working toward retirement. If you're working toward retirement, then please find a way to make your work environment a healthy work environment for yourself if your employer is not willing to do it. Okay? I know on my jobs, my little cubicles was set. Do you understand? You would have thought you was walking in the living room. I got fragrance, candles, greenery, music playing in the background. Like my little cube was the spot, honey. Everybody, people would be coming over trying to sit on their break. Excuse me, I got work to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be coming over here chilling in my cube when I'm trying to work, but we used to laugh about that all the time. But you know what I'm saying? Even for you, make your work environment comfortable, right? Just because you have a cubicle, just because you have just a desk and you're maybe in a call center and you have 35 other people around you, trick out that desk. You know what I'm saying? Get you a little salt lamp, ward off any evil, cleanse your air. You know what I'm saying? Get you a little, maybe you can have some little fresh flowers every week. Have you a little candy bowl with some sugar-free candy, some, you know, maybe keep you a couple of bottles of water in your desk, you know, some granola bars or some nuts, some healthy snacks. Keep you a little fragrance right there in your, you know, you could plug a little plug in on your extension cord. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, we can make it work if you just have a desk, right? Have you some little positive affirmations on your sticky and put them at the bottom of your computer? That's what I did on my last job. I had a sticky that said, this is only temporary. I didn't care who saw it. CEO, director, anybody. Y'all can see it because that's letting y'all know I won't be here forever. Right? But get you some sticky notes, write you some affirmations. You know what I'm saying? So you got some positive to look forward to. Have you a couple of stress balls, some fidget toys. You know what I'm saying? If you want in a call center on the phone all the time, just to have something to help reduce the stress. Have you a couple of jokes, you know what I'm saying, printed out so you can maybe look at them and laugh, you know? But make your work environment comfortable for you. Get you a seat cushion with the back support, right? Even if you got to go buy your own chair, you know, just to support your back, support your bottom. You know what I'm saying? Make it work for you. Make that space that you work in every day comfortable for you. Because you have to go there every day. And if you plan to stay until you can get something else or stay into retirement, make it work for you. Because they may not. Now, some people do luck up. Some people do know how to run companies properly. Some people, bosses or CEOs know how to keep a healthy work environment, but most don't care. The only thing they care about is their bottom line. Okay? So keep that in mind. Become aware of how your external environment affects you. Are you pissed off every time you come home for work? And then you end up getting into it with your husband or your wife, or you snapping on your children. Pay attention to that. Because it will affect you in a negative way. I went through that. You know, I was, you know, young, trying to raise my child. I was on this stressful job working in child protective services. I became depressed on the job, child. I didn't have a long bandwidth for patience and, you know, like I had to get myself in check when I came home because I was, all right, give mommy a minute, let her, you know, let me take one hat off and put the other one on because my job was literally 2-3 minutes from my house. So I didn't have that little time to decompress, you know, I'm leaving work, going to pick her up and we coming straight home like. So I didn't have a lot of time to decompress. And, you know, once I realized, a friend of mine kind of went off on me and he was like, you know, who are you to put her to the side? Because you don't know how to take off your work hat and put on your mommy hat. Don't have her waiting. You know what I'm saying? 10, 20 minutes to talk to you. She's been waiting on you all day. Oh, my God, y'all. I felt horrible. I mean, I was in tears. And that's when I knew, girl, you got to leave this job. You can't stay here. You have to go. And so I started planning my exit strategy and got up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Because I did not want another. I just could not. No, now the job ain't getting ready to come between me and my child now. Every time I come home, I'm pulling out the computer and my baby asking me, oh, mommy, you have to work. Like, I just left work 8-9 hours and then I got to come home and still work. Y'all ain't even paying me for this at the house. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Assess how your job is intervening in your quality of life. Assess how your job is intervening in your relationship with your family. Assess how your job is creating this negativity in you and you're spreading it to your family. Assess how this job is causing you to not take care of yourself properly. Assess how this job is causing you health issues and gaining weight. Assess, y'all. Pay attention, because it's so easy to get stuck in that roller coaster or that hamster wheel, right? And I'm going to tell you what really got me out of defects. I'm going to tell you what really got me out of defects. I read the book called Who Moved My Cheese? I can't remember who. I think one of my coworkers or somebody told me about the book. And I went and got that book and I still have it to this day. And that was back in 2008 or 9, somewhere. When 2009, I think, when I was working there. And I went and got Who Moved My Cheese? Child, when I say that book opened my eyes, because I was on the hamster wheel for a minute, but then I started realizing, okay, this job is not healthy for me and my family. So that book really opened my eyes to work and how work works and stop getting stuck in this repetitive cycle. And I'm sure some of you guys who are listening are there. Go get the book and read it. It's a quick read. Who Moved My Cheese? It's a life changer. Quick read. You can read it in a weekend. Now, don't read it if you ain't ready to act, though. Because if you read that book, it's going to make you want to get up out of there. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to wake you up. So, goal number one, become aware of how your external environment affects you. And I mean mentally, physically, emotionally, how it affects your relationships, how it affects how you view yourself. Because especially if you're in an environment where people may not like your personality because you're an introvert or you don't talk that much and they're constantly putting you down, constantly trying to make it seem like something wrong with you because you're not as social as everybody else. Girl, it's Bro, no. Okay. Nah. So now it's starting to make yourself doubt yourself. It's starting to reduce your self-worth. It's starting to create discord within yourself. So please, y'all, I mean, this goal is so important. Become aware of how your external environment affects you. Not just on the job, in your relationships, in your friendships, where you hang out at, the clubs you go to, the people you spend time with, the men you date, the women you date, your external environment, the people you hang around, even if it's family. Assess and see. I'm telling you, it'll be life-changing. Goal number two is redesign your environments to more effectively support and reinforce your needs. I've already talked about this, right? When I stated about, working toward getting that cube in order, right? Decorating your office, your cube, your space, making it comfortable for you, buying a chair that supports you, you know, your back, redesigning the environments, as it states, to more effectively support and reinforce your needs. So that's redesigning who you hang with, where you go, your work-life balance, and make it work so that it supports you and reinforces your needs, not make you needy, not subtract from your quality of life, not leave you out there by yourself with all this liability alone. This is what happened with this mass employment exodus, is that people work to redesign their environments. And they went to go and do something that was more supportive and that reinforced their actual needs, that really provided for their needs and their wants, some of their wants. So redesign that. If you're hanging with people that's not working for you, redesign. If you hanging out in places that you know are not the best, redesign. If you hanging out in places that are not safe, redesign. Real talk, like, y'all need some real solutions right here. Okay? Redesign your environments to more effectively support and reinforce your needs. And I mean at home as well. If your house is chaotic and the kids all over the place, your spouse is not helping you, or, you know, you got a man or a woman laying up in the house and they ain't doing nothing and, you know, not even helping with the bills or anything, redesign. Redesign your environment. Make it support you, not work against you. Get your needs met. Don't keep just meeting everybody else's needs. Get your house in order. Okay? All right. The next goal is be concerned about the future of the local, national, and world ecology and climate. Yes, sir and ma'am. Yes. Your life is not just about your day-to-day, everyday life. What happens outside of us in the local, in our local community, on the national level, as well as the world ecology, as well as even climate change, y'all, we are feeling it. If you have a recycle bin and you're not using it, you need your butt whooped. Start recycling. That's a start. Recycle those plastic water bottles, your soda cans, your Amazon boxes, okay, newspaper. That makes a difference. Start somewhere, right? So be concerned not just about your address, but also your community. You live there, right? You live there. You shop there. You may fraternize, you know, local businesses there. Don't be afraid to go talk to your local congressman, your local commissioner, your local mayor. I'm telling y'all, it's valuable. I went and spoke with the city manager over here. And, you know, I just wanted to meet with the city manager and the mayor here in Douglasville. And the city manager was fantastic. Like, she educated me on everything that they could do, they can't do, and she explained why they could not do it. She connected me with other individuals who could help me with some of my concerns I had for my neighborhood, so much so to where I was able to get the streets in my neighborhood repaved. I was able to get more police presence, you know, in the neighborhood. There's nothing wrong with having the popo ride around the neighborhood, right? So you can feel safe, right? And I was so appreciative. You know what I'm saying? I sent her an email, you know, just to thank her. I really appreciated her meeting with me, you know, and I just told her my concerns for my community, for the exit that I live off of, what I felt like they needed to work on, what were some of the issues, what I was seeing around my community, my neighborhood, like what I needed them to do more of. less of, you know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to go talk. Don't think that it does not matter or they won't listen. If you got good people in office, they will. Now, if you got some buttholes, that's a whole nother story, right? But even they answer to somebody, right? So never be afraid to talk to the people that we're putting in office. And I hope you're voting, but hey, you know that's another conversation, okay? So be concerned about the future of your local. I went and I wanted to know what was going on in this area, you know what I'm saying, over the next 5 years. Now, unfortunately, I was not able to meet with my mayor, which was very, disappointed, you know what I'm saying? And I can't blame her, but her little assistant, I worked with him from Juneteenth up until y'all the end of the year and never got a meeting with her. He answered my emails once a month and then said something about the last email because I had to go ahead and get with him a little bit in the email that he was overwhelmed. Okay, well, sweetheart, that I have nothing to do with that. You chose that job. All I'm trying to do is get in a meeting with the mayor, and I still have not been able. What is this, February of 2024? I started trying to get that meeting the day after Juneteenth, 2023. Yeah. Ooh, child. Yes. If you don't want to do your job, don't take it. Don't stay. Okay? Especially in a position like that. I'm going to stop there. All right. So be concerned beyond your address, right? Be concerned about your community. Be concerned about your state. Be concerned about your country, right? Because it all will affect you in some form or fashion. And not just money. Be concerned about safety. Be concerned about education. Be concerned about leadership. Be concerned about the climate, right? Be concerned about the cleanliness. Everything don't have to be about money, which is why the world is the way it is. Everybody is just, I mean, look, now don't get me wrong. I would like to make a little bit more money, but it's just so, honestly, I want to move. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not asking to be stupid rich, you know what I'm saying? Because that comes with a whole lot of problems, honey. But, you know, I would like to make some more money. So I'm not saying that it's wrong to want to make more money. But what I'm saying is money should not be your idol. The Lord should be, if you're a believer. And if you're not, come on over. It feels good on this side of the world, okay? But yeah, so be, you know, because especially if you have children, like your kids are, you know, they will be affected. You know what I'm saying? If we don't take care of the world now and you sitting here with a 3, 4, 5-year-old, what type of world will they be living in when they're in their 20s and 30s? You have a chance to make a difference for your kids. You know what I'm saying? Step outside of yourself and care about what's going on with other people. That's how we're supposed to be anyways. Anywho, the last goal is minimize your contributions to the destruction of the outdoor environment. Okay, we just talked about that one, right? Minimize your contributions to the destruction of the outdoor environment. All right, so how can we do that? We can do that by being mindful of our purchases, right? You know, I talked about recycling. You know, another thing I've been working on is being mindful of the products that I put on my body, right? The aerosols, the, you know, just the type of, I don't buy plastic bowls and anymore, right? I do glass, right? Storage. I mean, I'm talking about storage containers. I don't buy plastic storage containers anymore. I buy glass containers. Number one, they're just healthier. People have a habit of heating up their food in these plastic containers, and you see the container melting, and then you just keep using it, eating the plastic, eating the chemicals in the plastic that is being released into your food. Minimize your contributions to the destruction of the outdoor environment. Become a little bit more conscious about the things that you buy and you purchase, right? We all know the damage of plastic. So why would we keep buying plastic bowls, plastic cups, when you have environmental friendly options out here? Another thing I'm going to stop buying is these little plastic sandwich bags and snack bags and freezer bags. And I'm going to find something else to use. That is my goal. That's one of my things I want to change this year. Another thing I want to change is I don't want to get the grocery store little plastic bags unless they're recyclable. I will buy my own little canvas bags and start taking them to the grocery store with me. If we all do just a little, it will equal to a lot. But if we're not doing anything, y'all, did y'all see where it was a tornado in Valdosta? Did you see it on TikTok? Like we see it with the weather. Our weather has been really crazy. Climate change is real. And we have to do a better job, especially if we want to protect our kids and their future. It's the small things, and it adds up when we all do it. Because I'm going to keep it real. Child, I ain't know nothing about nothing with no recycling. I came from the city, and the Atlanta was not recycling when I was growing up. Trust and believe. So then I move out. And now they started out with these little blue boxes. And child, that thing sat there. I didn't know what to do with that. Like, I didn't. And then I started, you know, hearing more about this climate change. And, you know, and I was like, you know what? I got to start doing my part. So I'm not here acting like I'm just, you know, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. But I started. And it feels good every time I take my stuff out and put it in that recycle bin. It really does. I think they have recyclable trash can bags. That's what I'm gonna have to look for too, because those are the only plastics that's left in my house, is the freezer bags, the little sandwich bags, and my trash bags and my grocery bags. So I would definitely be working on that. I'm going to try to go ahead and buy me some recyclable grocery bags next weekend. So y'all, minimize your contribution to the destruction of the outdoor environment. Because really it should say minimize your contributions to the destruction of this world. Whether it's the environment, when we're at the outdoor environment, or whether it's the indoor environment. Y'all know what I mean by that, and behaviors and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that you guys got some good nuggets out of this conversation. I'm not going to keep you guys any longer, but let me just go through the four goals of environmental wellness. So the definition for environmental wellness is, environmental wellness is defined as occupying pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. Just imagine if your work environment and your home environment was pleasant. How much would that change your life? How much would that change the quality of your life? How much would that change your health? How much would that change your mental health? Think about that. Like, really think about that. And I want each and every one of you guys who hear this episode, I want you to try to make at least one change when it comes to the environment and your local community, national community, state level, world level. At the world level, you can donate to a cause, right? At the state level, you can follow policies, you can vote, you can volunteer as well. And at the local level, you can volunteer, you can help with cleanup campaigns, you can go and speak to your local government officials. You can go and pick up the trash on your street. You and your church can go and adopt a road in your neighborhood or your sorority, fraternity. You know what I'm saying? So, environmental wellness is defined as occupying pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. Goals for your environmental wellness is to, number one, become aware of how your external environments affect you. Number two, redesign your environments to more effectively support and reinforce your needs. Number three, be concerned about the future of the local, national, and world ecology and climate. And number four, minimize your contributions to the destruction of the outdoor environment. Okay? All right, you guys. Let me know what y'all decide to do. Okay? Hit me up on my Facebook. Hit me up on my Facebook page. Leave me a message under one of my posts on Instagram under Tamika's Inspired Me. You guys can leave me a message in the Q&A here on Spotify. You can leave it on Apple. And let me ask y'all for one thing. If you enjoy this podcast, now I know that I am not here regularly, but I told you guys when I came back that I wasn't going to be regular because I was still going through the grieving process and I just didn't want to put any stress on myself. Now, one of my goals is that I do want to go ahead and start bringing on, putting up new episodes more frequently because we have three more wellness dimensions to cover, which will be spiritual, vocational, and financial. Ooh, I'm excited about those three. I'm excited about those. So it won't be as long as it took for me to put this one up. I just had a lot going on. So I just didn't have time, but I am going to make time for these three. If it wasn't so late, I would go ahead and record spiritual wellness. But what I'll do is I'm gonna try to go ahead and do at least two of these over the weekend. Okay. And then I really do want to broaden my topics here on the podcast. And I do want to get to a place where I'm starting to upload regularly. Okay. So work with me, hang in there with me. I promise y'all I'm going to get there. I'm just trying to, have some empathy and I'm just trying to take care of myself. That's all. All right. So, let me know. I was asking for a favor. Can you please leave me some love on Apple in the reviews. I would really appreciate that. Now, don't try to dog me out because I'm not posting regularly. I had already warned y'all on that. But even, you know, I did. But the content that I try to provide here is content that you can really use in your everyday life. I'm not here just to talk about the BS that's going on out here in the blogs and on the Shade Room and, you know, on Shay Shay podcast and all that. I'm not, because that stuff is not going to change the world. That stuff is not going to make your life better. My goal here is to help you live authentically, learn how to show up in places and spaces as your authentic self, learn how to work on the things that are stopping you from living the life that you truly want, providing resources for you to build your self-esteem and your confidence. Like this podcast, the purpose is I want to make a difference in your life. I want to make a difference in your quality of life. I want to make a difference in your family's life. I want to make a difference in your marriage, in your relationships, by helping to make you the best version of yourself. It's a million and one podcasts out there talking about the rumors and the gossip and all of that. And that mess is not helping. It's hurting. So I know everybody can't sit on my couch. And so therefore I try to provide resources and information that people can use today to help change their life. So if you enjoy this work that I'm doing, and if you find it beneficial, can you please leave me a review on Apple? I would greatly appreciate that. I really would. Okay? All right, you guys. I'm out. I will see you guys later on. Until then, have a fantastic one. Stay safe and stay beautiful. Bye, y'all.